Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey everyone, this is Thatch, and welcome to Puckle's Trivia Rewind. I'd like to remind everybody that this is a show that takes place about 4 years in the past, so now you're just about entering the land where Pikachu and Eevee are very, very popular, and now partner Pikachu and partner Eevee can be answers. So please be aware that not everything is exactly up to date, and if you want to catch more recent episodes of Puckle's Poke Quiz, you can, of course, just check out Puckle, a Pokemon podcast, wherever you're listening to this podcast or anywhere else you might want to listen to podcasts. So be sure to check it out. Yeah, let it roll. And welcome to Puckle's Poke Quiz, the part of the show where we quiz your co-hosts on their insane Pokemon knowledge. Snag and Sublime are going to be operating as a team today to see if they can score as many points as possible. They are competing together. They are competing against their fellow co-hosts to see who can get to 30 points the fastest. There are going to be 5 Pokemon-themed questions today, and a possibility of 7 points, because one of these points will have a bonus question, and if they get all of them right without using their lifeline, which is a hint, they can end up getting a potential 7 points. They are competing for $20 of tpublic.com swag credit so that they can go buy whatever they want over there at the Puckle Tea Public store, whether that be a mug, a tapestry, a throw pillow. The throw pillows are nice.
They are.
Actually,
I want one with me on it. I want a throw pillow with me.
And as always, this segment is brought to you by AnimeGravy.com, your one-stop shop for a lot of cool anime art. They are also, like I said, going to be at MitsuriCon, so you can stop by and see them in person.
And support them.
Yeah,
they're great. These guys are great. I love the Mothman pin that they make.
All right, so if you guys are ready, I've got some questions. They may or may not be easy.
Let's do it.
All right, these are all from our Discord server, so here we go. Our first question. In what generation did Curse move from a typeless or ? Type move to a ghost type move?
I want to say Gen 3.
Okay, I was going to say 4, but I could be wrong.
Because, here's why I know it's at least not Gen 2. So it could be 4, but I know it's not Gen 2 because I was playing Gold on the virtual console, and that was not the case. Okay. So I think it has to at least be 3.
Wait, what do you think the question is?
When it transitioned from being a ? Type move.
Okay, good. Okay.
Yes, that's what you were saying?
That is what I was saying, yes.
So you're saying it has to be at least beyond Gen 2?
It's not 1 or 2, so okay. It could be 3,
okay,
is where I'm at. Why do you want to say 4?
I'll say my heart says 4, but I don't. It's just a hunch that I have. I don't know for sure.
I mean, I'm fine with either. Maybe it is 4. I don't know.
Should we just go with my hunch?
Sure, let's just go with your hunch. Let's go with the hunch.
All right. We're going to say Gen 4.
Gen 4 is incorrect. The answer is Generation 5.
Oh, wow. Okay.
It was typeless all the way up until that. The only reason I remember this is because it was in the data code for Gen 4. There's actually a ? Type Arceus. Like, there's a plate that existed to, like, turn it into that, like, in the code.
Fascinating.
Yeah, interesting, that's, right?
Wow.
The only way to do that now is to, like, use Burn Up with Arcanine, I think. So, all right. So, next question. Question number 2. What bug-type Pokemon gives the greatest EV yield for HP? The answer may surprise you.
Why couldn't it be what book Pokemon got zero votes? I know that one. Oh, geez. I'm getting flashbacks. I'm getting war flashbacks.
So big, bulky bugs. Like, I want, like.
Well, they have, it's not necessarily that they're bulky so much as that HP is their highest stat.
Yeah.
Which is a very weird.
Yeah,
like, distribution.
We've talked about bug HP before, and it's. There's not a lot of bugs with a strong, like, big HP.
Did you know Vivillon is in the top 5 HP stats for bug-type Pokemon?
Yes.
Because I learned that 2 years ago, and I haven't forgotten.
I remember that. That stuck with me forever.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Why am I always getting the short end of the stick snack? At PuckleCon. I kid. I don't think it's that, though, because it would have a higher special attack set. That's what's hard. I can't think of something that's highest set is HP at all.
Maybe it's something with the lowest HP.
But you said that gives the high... Ah, okay, whatever. So Shuckle. Let's go with Shuckle.
Okay.
Thank you for that free hint. I appreciate it. I mean, everyone else gets them. I should get them, too.
So is Shuckle your final answer?
I guess.
That is unfortunately incorrect.
Why would you do that, Thatch?
The answer is Shedinja. Bug type Pokemon with the lowest base HP, Shedinja.
So what? How much HP does Shedinja give?
It gives 2 HP EVs when you kill it.
Wow.
Huh.
Yeah, that's the only thing it gives, and it's the only Bug type Pokemon that does that.
But who even battles for EVs anymore? It's all
right?
Pokepelago.
Nobody does this anymore.
Right? No one remembers these things
so
anymore.
So old fashioned.
I miss Hordes. Hordes were great. Bring back Hordes.
I miss traditional EV training. I do. I feel like there's just something there when you did it.
I want you to combine Gen 6 with Gen 7 for the options.
Yes, please.
Gen 6 and Gen 7 are just one really long generation in my mind. All right, so our next question then is a Pokedex entry. Hopefully you'll get this one. This is provided to you by Uncle Oshawott, as always. Its moon entry reads, "It swims along the banks of lakes and catches fish Pokemon. It takes them to the shore and quietly eats them up." Who's that Pokemon?
So it can swim, it can go on the shore, it eats fish.
And it's from Pokemon Moon, so like it's like...
Original Moon, yeah.
Yeah, so it's like 350-some Pokemon or something.
Mm-hmm.
Quietly eats fish.
Nom 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 nom.
Nom 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 nom. Nom nom nom.
As be quieter than that.
Could you repeat the full entry?
It swims along the banks of lakes and catches fish Pokemon. It takes them to the shore and quietly eats them up.
It's okay. So it's not like a bear Pokemon.
What about like Ursaring? Is Ursaring in Sun and Moon?
You also have the hint. Don't forget
think
the hint.
So do we want to use our hint now?
We might as well.
Yeah.
This is a water type Pokemon. Pure water type Pokemon.
Pure water.
It's also Gen 1.
Okay.
I'll give you
so
that
Gen
for 3.
Gen 1 pure water type.
Okay.
Could be Golduck.
That's not a bad
That'd
answer.
That'd be weird. That'd be weird though if a duck was eating fish.
No.
What?
Eat fish.
What do you think?
Feel like that's weird. I just don't see it visually.
I mean, they.
Oh, but you know what? Golduck is definitely in Sun and Moon because, oh my gosh, was he like the star of rain teams in VGC year of Sun and Moon?
The other question is, what other Gen 1 Pokemon are
mono water that are
not,
in Sun and Moon
and not fish?
Yeah, well, that eat fish. It doesn't say that it's a fish itself.
Yeah. True, but I'd assume that it's
because it gets on the shore.
Yeah,
to eat the fish.
I think Golduck.
Sea King. Nope. What were you gonna say?
I think Golduck is probably a good answer. I just haven't thought through my Gen 1 mono water
list.
Type, so.
Yeah. There aren't how many mono waters were there in Gen 1? Really. I mean, it was a big type. It was a very large type for the base game. Probably the third most common.
I'd say, real quickly, like, Seal isn't in Sun and Moon, is it?
I don't think it is.
Okay.
It might be.
I'm going to need an answer.
Global warming.
Okay, let's go.
I think we should go with Golduck.
I agree.
Golduck is correct.
All right.
Finally, on
there
the
you guys
one.
Go. You guys got one.
Not a good day. Not a good day.
So, because I do this for everybody, this question also has a redemption point, your next question, because it's a multi-part question. There's like 12 answers to this question.
Oh boy.
All right. So we want to know here, this is from P. McGee, what 12 Pokemon have of symbols in their official names? By symbols, it's honestly anything that's not a letter.
So
okay, dashes, numbers, stuff like that. Pokemon that have that in their official names, there are 12 of them.
Huh.
And so if you name 5, I'll give you a point. 10, you get 2 points. And if you get all 12, you get 3 points.
Oh boy. Okay. So I have Ho-Oh, Porygon 2. Doesn't Porygon Z have a dash in it?
It does.
Okay, so that's 3 of them. There are other ones that have... Jangmo-Oh, Komo-Oh, other
Hakamo
one...
Hakamo doesn't, though, right? Or does it?
I mean, we could say it and see if it counts.
You're at 6. Yes, it counts.
Okay, okay, good. Okay. All right, good. What else, has stuff?
A symbol.
Unknowns don't have symbols. They're all just unknown. I feel like there's another Gen 1 Pokemon that might, but I could be wrong about that.
There's a few Gen 1 Pokemon.
Okay.
That you've missed. I'm looking at 4 of them that you've missed from Gen 1 alone.
Okay. Well, thank you for that hint.
With non-letter characters, essentially, in their name. In their official names. I can think of 2 of them, like, right away, but I also have the list in front of me.
True.
But, that helps. That helps.
These Pokemon, 2 of them may have been 1 Pokemon had they been introduced later in
Pokemon. Yeah.
Nidoran and Nidoran.
All right, yep.
Okay, there we go. So that gives you 8.
That does give us 8. Let's see, are there, I should have thought about that. Anyway,
This is a hard, nothing's coming to mind for some reason.
Well, when you're looking for 12 Pokemon out of 808.
Yeah.
Two more are Gen 1, one's Gen 4, and one's Gen 7.
One's in Gen 7.
The 2 in Gen 1 that you're missing are regionals in Pokemon Go.
Oh, okay. Oh,
Mr. Mime with the dot, and that also gives us Mime Jr.
That's 10, so there's 2 points.
There you go, Mr. Mime.
Haircross, Corsola.
Mime Jr.
What's the other?
Okay, so we're missing a Gen 1 and a Gen 7, basically.
Yep.
It's not, it's not Tauros, it's not Kangaskhan, it's not Mr. Mime, it's not Heracross.
Okay, so it's gonna be another regional, he said. So
yeah, and I'm blinking.
I'm trying to think of all the regional Pokemon, from Gen 1.
Yeah.
Oh, Farfetch'd has an exclamation mark. Or not an apostrophe. Farfetch'd.
Yep, you're right. And then we just need to figure out the Gen 7 one.
This one played a prominent role in the story of Sun and Moon. A certain character had one.
So, what are those things called? Okay, so you have...
Seth Vilo would be mad.
I'm sure he would. I'm sorry, Seth. You should have come to PuckleCon. I missed you.
We all missed you.
Seth Vilo knows this Pokemon. He would know this Pokemon.
It's not Alolan
Executor. It's not Alolan Executor, right? No.
No.
That's his favorite.
There's another favorite of his. This one has a relationship.
Sableye
with.
Is his other favorite. Right.
He has another favorite.
How many favorites does he have? It's not infinite.
Like Lydian and Shamu got him a hat with a Pokemon related to this on it.
Really?
Oh, Type Null.
Type Null. Very good.
Thank you for the hints.
That is all 12. There you guys go. 3 points. How exciting. All right. So you guys have a total of 4 points. We can go for 5 here at this last question, which is a base set question as always. There was a mean version of this question, and you could tell me if you want to answer it. If you could give me this answer, if not, I'll change the question. I'll be that nice because I think this was a little harsh. But they asked, what's the base stat total of all of the evolutions? If you don't know off the top of your head.
Oh, I do know it. It's 530. It's 530. It might be 535. Okay, so let's break it down. You have a stat that's 130, a stat that's 110, or it might be 115. That's why I'm like, I don't know for sure. There's a 95, I believe, a 60, a 65, and there's another stat number. I forget what it is.
I'll tell you one of the answers you said was correct. I won't tell you which one.
So it's either 5:30 or 5:35.
It's either 5:30 or 5:35.
Is this the easy version of the question, or is this the hard version of the question?
This is the hard version.
This is the hard version.
Okay. But, like, you're almost there, so, like, good for you.
So, it's your call, Sublime, whether you want to call it 5:35 or 5:30.
I'm 50-50. I don't know why.
If I were to throw out a guess, I would say 5:30, just like the rounder number seems nicer, but I have nothing to really base that off of.
I have nothing to base it off of either, but let's do 5:30, I guess. Yeah, let's do 5:30.
All right.
It's a nicer sounding number.
Five?
Can we try and answer the easier question afterwards just for fun?
Maybe off air. 5:30 is unfortunately incorrect, but you know what? I'll give it to you because, like, that's margin of error. Like, you got pretty close. The answer is actually neither of those. The guy wrote it down wrong in the chat. The answer is actually 5:25. Cause
I don't think that's true. I actually think it's 5:30. Can we look it up?
I'm literally looking at it right now. I'm staring at Leafy.
Okay. Let me pull it up. I could swear it was 5:30.
A 1:30, a 1:10. So that gives you 2:40 plus a 60. So that's 300 plus 265s. That gives you 4:30 plus 95, which gives you 5:25. So
yeah, it is 5:25.
It's 5:25.
Darn it.
But yeah, I'll give it to you anyway.
Margin of error of 5.
Yeah. You got it pretty close. So
because I knew it's extremely similar to like your starters.
Yeah, there you go. Perfect. That's all I care about. It's good enough.
Well, thank you.
So that gives you guys 5 points today. And let me update the trivia sheet that I totally have open right now. because I totally didn't forget to do that yet. This actually moves things around pretty significantly because that's 5 points.
It shouldn't have been.
No,
it's fine. This is
I'm embarrassed by my performance.
Welcome to Puckle Trivia.
Jeez.
Okay, so right now in first place with 18 points, we have Sublime. In second place, we have Linian with 15. In third, R Sigma with 13. In fourth, Dr. Shamu with 10. In fifth, Snag with 9.
Ooh.
Tied for sixth, we have Seth Vilo and Whimsicott with 7. In eighth, we have Basket with 4. And Scrawn and Jushiro are bringing up the rear with 3. So, I mean, everybody's pretty close, though. Like, this is actually, like, really close. It's been really close as of lately. So, good for you guys.
You remember when I was competing with Scrawn to win?
Yes.
Right? That was a fun time. And
now it comes down to like 3 right. people. Like it comes down to like 3-4 people are all within range sometimes. It's great.
Here's the thing. So I won. I just wanted to win to have the title under my belt.
Yeah.
So I remember one time he was asking me, what did you buy with it? And I was like, nothing. I didn't want the prize. He got so mad. So mad. Honestly, if I won again, I'd be like, donate it to someone else. Donate the money.
And welcome to Puckle's Poke Quiz, the part of the show where we quiz your co-host on their insane Pokemon knowledge. That means, of course, they can't use anything else except what's in their brains. No internet, no nothing else, I guess. Just whatever's in your head. Just don't cheat, guys. Like, just don't do that. They are competing today they're competing together to answer 5 Pokemon trivia questions given to us from our community and one from me because I have nobody gave me a Pokedex entry today. So, unfortunately, we have that to hurt our souls. But we do have plenty of other trivia. We're going to have a good time with this. They're going to have a chance to answer each question being worth 1 point apiece, except, of course, the one that has a bonus question. They do have a hint that they can use, and if they answer all the questions correctly without the hint, they can cash that in for an extra point for a possible total of 7. They are racing their fellow co-host to 30 points. Whoever gets there first gets $20 of TeePublic credit to use on our TeePublic store. And this, is brought to you by AnimeGravy.com, your one-stop shop for anything anime-oriented. And they have some pretty cool art over there, including Green Tauros posters, which are hanging up in my wall, and you can actually see in the background of our streams. So definitely check that out. We also have some free art to give away. I'm thinking about doing a thing for episode 400. We'll see how that goes.
Whoa!
We'll talk about it more next week if I decide to do it. But I haven't decided if I'm doing it or not yet, because what I have planned would probably hurt me a lot. Physically. All right. So let's jump into it. Our first question is going to come from Archon, and he wants to know, what is the only non-starter Pokemon to evolve at level 17 by level up?
What?
I think it's Shinx into whatever it evolves into in the middle stage. Luxio. Yeah. I feel like it's that, or maybe that's the level it learns Spark. Because I know
Why did these things stick in your head?
Because I remember I wanted to use it in my Diamond and Pearl run, and it didn't get any good moves until Spark.
Well, I also know that it's wrong, but...
Yeah, it might also be a bird.
No, because Shinx evolves at level 15. For a while, Arrival was going to happen. Okay. I know they didn't tweak that one in PTU. 17. Oh, that's an awkward...
I feel like now it's a bird.
Pick a peck, I guess?
No, it was a kind of good bird.
Staravia?
It might be Staravia. It might be Fletchinder. I don't think it's Staravia. The only non-starter. Yeah?
Do you want to just say Fletchinder? Because I don't know how much navel gazing we're going to get. You know, like, I don't know how helpful that's going to be.
Mm-hmm.
I would just say Fletchling into Fletchinder and call it a day.
Yep, that sounds good to me.
Fletchling into Fletchinder is correct.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
It is correct. That is the only non-starter Pokemon that evolves at level 17. Fun fact. You guys got it. You did good there, kids.
I raised my share of Talonflames in Gen 6.
Oh, right. So, okay, so we are gonna move on to another question. It's gonna be from P. McGee. What Pokemon requires only swapping out a single letter of its name to get its evolution's name?
Pidgeotto is 2.
What's Clink into Clank? Is it Clank or Clang?
It's Clang.
Clang? Okay. That's 2 letters.
I'll say this is a Gen 5 Pokemon just to help you guys out.
Oh, thank goodness. Okay. Electrictatross is more than a letter. Mianfu Shao. It's not a pan. It's not a starter.
Is it some kind of weird evolution? Like, weird meaning. Like, Porygon 2 into Porygon Z. Ha 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 ha.
I think that should be a correct answer.
It's a stone. It's a stone. It is a stone evolution from Generation 5.
A stone-based evolution.
The only ones I remember are the bloody plant things. The Whimsicott and... Lilligant,
yeah.
What even else evolved with a stone?
They added something for every single stone in Gen 5.
Because they did. It was Gen 1 all over again.
Plus some. I mean, there's a lot more stones.
Dawn? Anything with Dawn? I don't think
I don't think Dawn got anything in that. That's true.
Yeah, I lied. No.
Anything at Dusk?
Yeah,
Dusk Chandelure.
Chandelure, but that's a little bit different.
That's nothing. Yep, that's a very different name. Leaf Stone? Sunstone? Anything with... That was Lilligant.
That was Cogni and Lilligant.
Yeah. Leaf Stone.
I don't know if it's a stone evolution. Woobat to Swoobat.
Swapping a letter, not adding a letter.
Yeah, no, it's not... Okay. Yeah, it's swapping. It's changing. And I think that's level. But
that's actually friendship. Levels. That's friendship.
Oh. I mean, it's just utterly useless, so...
It's a heart. It's fun with simple.
Yeah.
Crap. This is hard.
Shiny stone, guys. Shiny stone.
Oh! Oh, it's one of my favorites, too. How did it not click?
Yeah, right?
Yeah. It's Chinchino to Minchino, or Minchino to Chinchino, rather.
That's correct. I'll give you the point, because I'm being nice. Because it's early. It's early. Huh. This is Thursday. All right, so the next question is going to be a Pokedex entry. So our Pokedex entry this week is from Pokemon, originally from Pokemon Black version, and then again it was in Pokemon X version. It wields the fur on its arms like a whip. Its arm attacks come with such rapidity that they cannot even be seen.
Mian Shao.
Yeah, even 7 a.m. booting up Linian knows that's Mian Shao.
Mian Shao is correct. So you guys are 3 for 3. Our next question includes your bonus point today. Our bonus point question is, hopefully you guys know a lot about Poison-type Pokemon.
Oh, boy.
There are 3 non-Poison-type Pokemon that can learn Toxic through Level Up. I only need 2 of them. You'll get a point for each.
Toxic?
toxic. They learn toxic.
Okay.
Level up. One is Pukumuku.
Okay. I believe that.
Pretty sure.
Yeah. I feel like one of them is Sand Slash.
Does it get... It gets Poison Sting.
And I feel like it gets something... It
no,
gets
no, no,
that
no, 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 it does not. Because I remembered one of them is... oh, what's its name?
Kuzco.
He is Kuzco. But Seth, you're throwing me off my groove. That's not the point.
But I'm just... I use that my Guitar Hero drums for that one.
Describe it. Describe it. What do you...
Large angry bee with gender problems.
Vespaquen?
Yes, Vespaquen gets it because that's what makes Aaron gets it, and they don't really have TM moves, so that was their way around that.
Okay,
I know those two, and I feel like the last one is something that we're both gonna be embarrassed about. But
I feel like it's Sandslash or Sandslash Light.
So what are the two that you're gonna use?
Let's say Vespaquen and Pukumuku. I know Pukumuku because it needs some way to deal damage.
Those are both correct. So you got the 2 points there. You're 5-4 right now. The third one that you didn't get for bragging rights is Shroomish.
Oh, okay.
Fun fact. You shouldn't feel embarrassed about that one. So the next question, as always, is your base deck question. And so I want to know this week, what psychic type has the lowest base special defense of all psychic types with a base special defense of 20?
Mean.
What are baby psychics?
Yeah, and like babies. Mime Jr. has good special defense. Same with Smoochin. Yeah.
Or just laughably terrible. Deoxys attack form? Maybe?
No, because those are.
I don't think it's as low as 20.
Those are at 50. All of it's like.
I felt like it was 30 for that one, but it might be, yeah.
No.
Laughably awful.
What are its attack stats? Because it's 50 in HP for all of them, right? It has a high speed. So then,
yeah,
what are its
I don't
stats?
Think it's this. I don't think it's
no.
The attack
I
form,
think
so,
you no
yeah.
no. I think you're right. Because
really?
Special. Well, here's the thing: special defense. All of the baby Pokemon are things that specialize in that. So unless it's like Metatite, but even then, Metatite is not that bad. I can't think of anything that would be specially weak. Like, I'm trying to think Cosmog, but it's 20, which means it's not Prime, which means it can't be Cosmog. I think it might, because Deoxys attack has like, what, 180 in both attacks, right?
Correct.
It has 50, attack, it has 50 HP and over 100.
Yeah. That's it, because
yeah,
if
it,
I'm
it
doing
can't.
The math right,
yeah, right.
It's got
like it has
180,
a BST 600.
180 attack, 180 special attack, 150 speed, 50 HP. That leaves 40 points away for being at 600 points.
Right, which means it and
so
they,
20
split
defensive
even.
Stat.
Yeah, it has to be Deoxys attack form.
Yeah, let's do it.
Deoxys attack form, final answer.
Deoxys attack form is correct. So
hey!
You guys actually got everything without the hints,
math is
technically.
Good.
So we'll go ahead, because I just gave you free hints and I was a nice person this week. So we'll go ahead and we will add in those things when I find them, because that does change up the board pretty significantly, because obviously it's 10 points. So we can always – I had the sheet open and
10?
I don't know where it went.
You mean 7.
7.
Don't
That's
correct him.
It'll just be random 10-point games on people's...
How did this get here?
How did this get here? Durr, durr, durr. It does change up the standings, however, pretty significantly.
Seth Violet with 28 points.
God. I don't know what to do with you sometimes.
It's a times-two multiplier.
In first place, we have Linian with 22 points. In Yay. Second place, we have Sublime with 18 points. In third place, we have Seth Vilo with 14 points.
Yeah,
in fourth place, we have R Sigma with 13. In fifth place, we have Dr. Shamu with 10. In sixth, we have Snag with 9. In seventh, we have Whimsicott with 7. In eighth, we have Basket with 4. And tied for ninth, we have Scrawn and Jushiro with 3 apiece. welcome to Puckle's Poke Quiz, the part of the show where we quiz your co-host on their insane Pokemon knowledge. As always, you guys got to use what's in your head, so no internet, no anything. You can only use yourselves to help answer these questions. You guys are going to get 5 Pokemon-themed trivia questions, each worth 1 point, except for that one that's not. It's worth more than one. And then you have a hint that you can use as a lifeline throughout the whole thing. And you can cash that in if you get all the questions correct for an extra point for a possible total of 7 points today. You are, of course, going up against your fellow co-host in a race to 30 points to see who can get $20 of TeePublic credit from the Puckle store. If you're ready, this, as always, is brought to you by AnimeGravy.com, your one-stop shop for all this cool anime art. These guys are fantastic. I love those
guys. They are amazing.
They're amazing. And I get to see them in a month at MitsuriCon.
Didn't they buy us donuts at PuckleCon or something?
They did bring donuts to PuckleCon. They went to Bill's Donuts, which is actually just down like the road from where I live. I was just like very surprised that they brought it because it's like in Dayton.
You know what sounds really good right now? Cutting a donut in half, putting it in like an egg thing in it, and bacon.
They do that with bagels.
Oh.
But let's get to these questions, Scrawn, and not talk about breakfast food.
Oh, I wish you guys could see my face.
So, if you guys are ready, we have questions all from the Discord server, actually. All these questions. Thatch had to come up with none of these. Zilch, nada. And I think they're all decent.
Good job, Discord.
Good job. So you can also submit your trivia over the trivia channel on our Discord server. These guys can't read it. Only I can. First question. What baby Pokemon requires the pure incense to be bred? Pure incense.
Oh. First thing that comes to mind is, isn't it like Happiny?
It might be Happiny. It might be Badoo.
No, that's the rose incense.
Okay, then it's probably a Happiny.
Pure. It could be... No, it's not Togepi. Togepi doesn't need incense.
No, it doesn't. Munchlax needs incense, but it needs the Lax incense.
What about Igglybuff?
Igglybuff...
Does that even need an incense? I don't think those were introduced.
No, it doesn't. The Gen 2 ones don't need any incense.
Okay, so...
Pure incense. I mean, what are the baby Pokemon added in Gen, like, 3 and 4? We have Why Not?
That's the Lax incense.
Oh, the Lax incense again. Okay.
Or something like
that. Badoo, which is the rose incense. As you said, the sea incense for, like, Mantyke or stuff like that. Wave incense. So, yeah, it might be Happiny. Yeah.
I think it is Happiny.
Yeah, let's go with that.
We'll go with that, Fetch.
Happiny is unfortunately incorrect.
What?
The answer is Chingling.
Oh my goodness. Yeah. Oh, no.
Chingling requires the pure incense. I forget what Happiny needs. I'm not going to lie. I don't remember.
Feels bad. Okay.
All right. Next question. What type has the least number of status moves attributed to that type?
By status moves, you mean like stuff that changes.
Not physical or special.
Okay. So not attacking moves.
Yes.
Well, Fairy has few moves, but it also has few attacks.
Dragon has Dragon Dance. That's all I'm thinking about.
Dragon is a really good one because it doesn't have a lot of moves, but most of them are attacks.
Yeah.
I think you might be right. It sounds very much right. Do you want to go with that? Do you want to use the hint since we can't cash it in anymore?
I think Dragon's probably a fair...
I trust you.
Oh, okay. Please don't. I don't want to disappoint. Okay, let's... Dragon, I guess.
Dragon is correct. The only status move for Dragon type is Dragon Dance.
Nice.
The rest of them are attacks. Ooh. Yeah, crazy, right?
Yeah.
Question number 3 is, as always, your Pokedex question. It's going to be a Pokedex entry, and you have to tell me who that Pokemon is from the Pokedex entry. Its Pokemon X entry reads, compressing the energy from its internal core lets it fire off an attack capable of blowing away a mountain. Who's that Pokemon?
First thing that comes to mind is Gigalith. That's what I'm thinking. Because it says internal core.
Oh.
I don't know many Pokemon with internal cores, per se.
Well, I can maybe think of a couple, but I would personally want to use the hint on this one, unless you want to keep it for the bonus question.
Yeah, no, that's fair. Let's use the hint. That's a good idea.
It's a Gen 5 rock-type Pokemon.
Oh my god.
Okay. Well, okay. Okay. Fair.
All right. Gigalith.
Gigalith is correct. You already had it. So like, I don't know how I'm supposed to hint to you something else. Like you had it.
You save us the trouble of thinking it might be something else.
There you go. Because you guys missed a question, I'll give you a chance for redemption here as well. So you have a chance for up to 3 points on this question. Because right now you are 2 for 3. Let's see if you get a chance for redemption. This one's actually not terrible. I'm a fan of this question. I think it's got one answer that you might not know off the top of your head. In the anime, Ash has caught a number of bug-type Pokemon on this journey. 3, to be exact. This is including, like, their full line. It's Pokemon by their personality, not Pokemon, like, species. Let's be clear.
Okay.
So he's caught 3 unique bug-type Pokemon. What are they?
Butterfree?
Obviously Butterfree.
1 point for each, obviously.
Heracross.
He's technically caught 4 then, but yeah, give me 3. I forgot Heracross.
Oh, okay. So I'm thinking Gen 3 real quick. I don't think there was any in Gen 3.
I'm sorry that you have to do all the work yourself, but Butterfree was like...
It's cool.
I stopped watching the anime like 20 years ago.
It's okay.
Name bug Pokemon in Gen 4.
Name bug Pokemon in Gen 4? Yeah. Krigatoon.
Didn't he have a Scallopede or something? Or I thought he had a Leafany or one of those. He had a Scallopede or Leafany.
I want to say that both of those were in the anime, but did they belong to Ash?
I don't. Yeah, it's not Scallopede. It might have been Leafany. No, maybe not.
Didn't, like, Silan or whatever his name is have Leafany?
Oh, wait, no. He totally had Vivillon.
Oh.
I think he did.
Okay, then. Didn't...
Maybe, maybe not. This is hard.
I'm gonna need an answer here, guys.
Okay, what about Gen 7? Did he catch any bug Pokemon in Gen 7?
What are bug
Doesn't
Pokemon?
Doesn't he have, I don't know, like a Grabbin?
Charge a bug or... No,
what's
I don't
the
think...
pre-evolution of Glyphbud?
Wimpod.
Wimpod. Does he have a Wimpod? I don't know.
I don't think so. No.
Okay, so...
Let's do Vivillon, Heracross, Butterfree.
Okay.
That is correct with the Butterfree and Heracross. So you'll get 2 points. He did not catch a Vivillon.
What were the others?
So he did have a Leafany in Gen 5.
Ah!
He did. He caught Swaddle and got it all the way to Leafany. But he also briefly had caught a Beedrill during the Gold-Silver arc, but he ended up giving it away. So he did have 4. Fun fact, The Heracross was not included in the question, but that was a good find. So you guys are 4 for 4 right now. Let's make it a solid 5 with the base stat question, as always. This week, I want to know, what Dark-type Pokemon has the lowest base defense stat of all Dark-type Pokemon?
The first thing that comes to mind is Weavile, Whimsicott.
Sneasel, you mean?
Or Sneasel, yeah.
It does come to mind, but...
Inkay, Zorua...
Inkay's not, like, that terrible, I don't think. Dark-type Pokemon that just don't have defense.
Litten? Wait, Litten's a fire-type, not a dark.
Let's see. Okay. The dark-type Ultra Beast is a... I know it's all in HP, but I don't think it can be Guzzlord. Like, it's not that lopsided. Yeah. There are no baby dark-type Pokemon, right?
What I'm thinking of are, like, you know, Inkay, Zorua, stuff like that.
Absol is, like, decent.
It's not Absol. It's not.
It's not the lowest, I don't think. So for now, it's between, what, Inkay and...
I'd probably just go with... It's not going to be Sneasel, because it was originally just a one-liner.
Yeah, that's right.
Gotta be a Pokemon that was designed to have, like, 3 stages or something. So maybe, like, Sandile?
Oh, that's not a bad one.
Because it probably started lower. I mean, it's really the best we got at this point. There aren't too many dark types, so...
And most of them are, like...
Oh, I know! It's Carvana!
Oh, okay, I'll believe you.
I'd say it's Carvana. Like, that's the best guess that I've got.
Is Carvana already dark type?
Yes.
Okay, then it's Carvana.
Let's go with Carvana, Thatch.
Carvana is correct with a base 20 defense. It is the lowest base defense of all Dark-type Pokemon.
Well, that was all you, Scron.
Next highest is Houndour, next lowest is Houndour with base 30.
You can thank me trying to reset and reset to catch Carvana in Pokemon Coliseum because it kept fainting after any attack.
All right, that is gonna be it for this edition of Puckle's Poke Quiz. You guys got 5 points today, so that does move the standings around a little bit. we will see how that goes. Actually, wow, you guys are like both not that high, but everybody's close. Everybody's close to everybody.
Everyone's been signing up for episodes. So
yeah, like it's really nice.
I'm not on as much as before.
All right. So in first place, we have Lydian with 22 points. In second, we have Sublime with 18, followed up by Seth Vilo with 14. Fourth, we've got Sigma with 13. In fifth, we have Whimsicott with 12. In sixth, we have Shamu with 10. In seventh, we have Snag with 9. In eighth, Scrawn, you are there with 8 points. And in ninth, we have Basket with 4. And bringing up the rear is Yushiro with 3. And welcome to Puckle's Poke Quiz, the part of the show where we quiz your co-host on their insane Pokemon knowledge. That means they got to use what's in their heads. They can't use the internet. They can't use, I don't know, anything else. They can use each other, though. Whimsicott and Sigma will be operating together as a team to answer 5 Pokemon-themed trivia questions worth 1 point apiece, except for that one time it's not. It's worth 2. And they actually have a lifeline, which is a hint that they can use for one of the questions. But if they answer all the questions correctly without using that hint, they can cash in for an extra point for a possible total of 7. They are competing against their fellow co-host in a race to 30 points. Whoever gets there first gets $20 of TeePublic credit. And actually, it's looking pretty close. Like, it's you guys are like in the middle of the pack. But if you do well today, you can definitely jump to the top. Just heads up. And so, yeah, you guys are looking pretty good. This is how the game is played. And, this segment, as always, is brought to you by AnimeGravy.com, where you can get a bunch of cool anime-based art. These guys are great. I love these guys. They're actually going to be at MatsuriCon when I'm there. I forgot to mention that during the news. I'm going to be at MatsuriCon doing a panel called The Coronet Effect, The Magnetic Evolution of Pokemon. We're going to talk about some science and talk about some Pokemon. It's going to be a really good... I'm super excited for it, actually, because, like, it's like... I always thought about becoming a physics professor at a university. And this is a completely not Poke Quiz, but I thought about becoming a physics professor at a university, and I've always had lectures ready to like interview with and stuff like that if that ever becomes a problem and I need to do that. And so like I have like I'm basing it off a physics lecture, but like adding Pokemon into it. It's going to be really cool.
Oh, man, I wish I could be there.
You may be able to be there audio wise because I'm going to try to record at the same time and use it as like
yes!
a bank episode.
Awesome.
And it'll be released later on. Maybe probably that weekend, so I don't have to record an episode.
We'll see. I mean, that is World's Weekend.
That is World's Weekend. Oof. Well, we wouldn't get the news until the week after that anyway.
Well, we'd get Friday.
We'll see, because I don't... So, like, I really don't want to record if I'm going to MatsuriCon. Yeah.
No, that's understandable.
all right. So, that is it, guys. Let's get into these questions, though. Question number one comes from Bosifus. You can submit these trivia questions on our trivia channel on our server. These guys can't see it. Only I can. Question number one. Which generation is the first not to feature the Kanto region?
Ooh. Huh.
All right, so okay. Not 1, 2, 3, 4 would probably be
it's
5. Then.
5, yes.
5 is correct. You could not go to Kanto in generations 1 through 5. I guess you couldn't do it in 6 either. I guess it wasn't until Gen 7 again, but let's go.
I mean, you couldn't go there, but Viridian Forest was still there.
You're not wrong.
That was so hilarious. Like, the first time I went through Santalum Forest, I was like... I don't know why, but I know exactly where I need to go.
I remember playing it because we were doing the episode of the podcast that day it came out, and I had only gotten like 2 hours into it before we recorded that. And like I was going through I think I was past Santalune Forest at that point, but I remember playing through that very specifically and just being like, yes, Santalune Forest. They totally just copied it. So Gen 6 was fine because that was like the first time that they did Gen 1 pandering. And I thought that was really cool at the time.
Especially considering, like, Unova just removed it completely. Pikachu wasn't there.
Right. It was such a fresh pace. Like, it was a really nice pace. It was really cool. It was awesome. And then they're just like, yeah, let's throw that out. And they got rid of it. And I was just like, this is really sad.
I mean, it hadn't gone over all that well. So.
Yeah, it just kept going. It just kept going, though. That was the problem, that the Gen 1 pandering just didn't stop.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right, but moving on. Next question. That's 1 point for you guys. We're going to talk more about Gen 5. We've been doing a lot of Gen 5 stuff here on the podcast lately. At least I have, because I keep playing Pokemon Black. Who is the only gym leader up until Black White 2 that did not appear in Pokemon Black and White 2? Because, you know, you had, like, the World Championship.
The only gym leader that doesn't appear in the world championship. Is that what you're asking?
Essentially, yes.
Okay. So,
it's not Giovanni.
Does the world tournament have Elite Four members?
It might be Koga.
Because Koga would have had his spot taken over by his daughter Janine. And if the world tournament doesn't have Elite Four members, only, you know, gym leaders and maybe champions,
mm-hmm.
then it would be Koga.
Yeah, because even Giovanni made it. Blue is in there. So I think mm-hmm. it might just be Koga.
Exactly. He's the only one that would make sense. The other thing I can think of...
Juan is the other one.
Exactly. Yeah.
But I feel like Wallace was in the Champions Cup, so I think I like Koga more here.
Okay.
But I don't know for sure. I'll leave that up to you.
I mean, it's probably one of those two, and I feel like if you say Wallace is like counts as a champion, then for sure Juan is gonna count.
Yeah, I feel like Wallace was in the Champion Cup, so.
Okay, then it's probably Koga.
Koga is correct. Yeah, because he was an Elite Four member. Wallace does make it in. I believe it's because he makes it in as a champion, though. He does make it in as a champion. So Juan exactly. makes it in his place.
Champions were in.
Yeah, Koga does not make it. Yeah, for reasons. you know, they should just copy and paste this. People would probably be happy that this is the post game. I'm not going to lie.
They would be.
I feel like people would be perfectly happy with this. All right, moving on, though. Question number three is a Pokedex entry, and you guys have to tell me who that Pokemon is. So this one is, it's Pokemon Ultra Moon entry reads, it's desperate to intimidate its opponents. Be nice and pretend to be scared if you catch it glaring at you intensely. Who is that Pokemon?
I don't know, but it's adorable.
It sounds like it should be a darker ghost type.
So it glares at you and you're supposed to be scared, but you're really, really not. It sounds something like... it sounds like something like PanCham, but I think PanCham's Pokedex entries would be different.
Maybe. PanCham would be hilarious if that's what right. it is.
It's probably not something we'd intimidate. Because otherwise it wouldn't be funny.
It would be something cute.
Exactly. But that wants to be, you know, BA. So PanCham is a really good fit. And PanCham is in the Ultra Moon Pokedex.
It is.
So do you have any other solid ideas? Do we want to use the hint? I don't know.
No, I don't want to use the hint if it's not like the double point question. So
exactly. So let's give ourselves like 10 more seconds to come up with something else that would be...
Because thinking of the ghost Pokemon in that game, I don't think there's anything that comes close to that. Like,
no.
It's Mimikyu, Gengar, Phantom.
Mimikyu is the opposite. Like, yeah. It's scary, but it wants not to be.
Yeah, so, Palossand's not it.
No.
I don't think. Because that's all about siphoning souls from the Pokemon caught in it.
Yeah. I don't know. I feel
I'm going to need an answer, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, because it grows up to be that dark, scary Pokemon.
Exactly.
So, yeah, I'll give you... Yeah, PanCham. We'll try that.
PanCham is correct.
Woo!
It is PanCham. I couldn't believe you guys just picked
so
that up right
like
away.
Him.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have picked that one. Oh, PanCham, because I would have been thinking a dark Pokemon.
I have a thing for, like... characters who want to be super dark and scary but are actually like tiny pieces of buttery cake.
All right, our next question is your bonus point question. I'm gonna say you need to get all three of these correct. There are three answers. In Pokemon Black and White, there were three lines of Pokemon that were designed by somebody who wasn't of Japanese origin. What
yes.
were those three lines?
Okay, so this
Mandibuzz,
is James Turner.
Vanillite and Golurk?
Yeah, Golurk, Vanillite, and what was the first one you said?
Mandibuzz.
Bulby? Yeah.
Yeah.
Is it Mandibuzz
James
and
Turner.
Not Bulby?
He did the whole line.
I mean,
he did the whole line.
Okay,
yeah.
He did the whole line? Okay.
And it was James Turner,
yeah, it's
right?
James Turner.
This is correct. Yes. kudos points for being like, yeah, this is James Turner. Because I think the only artists that I know that work for Pokemon are James Turner and Ken Sugimori. And like, James Turner didn't do anything until like Sword and Shield.
Well, but he's moved his way up. He's the art director for
Sword and Shield. He has. So. That's true. That is true. I think they did that intentionally though, because it was the Galar region and he's from the UK.
And he's British.
Yes. I remember there's that like, Mega Man manga artist that did a few Pokemon in Gen 6 and then a bunch of mm-hmm. Alolan Pokemon and Vikavolt in Gen 7. So.
Yeah. Okay. So that you guys are 5-4 right now. Let's see if we can make it a perfect streak because you gotta use the hint. What fully evolved Pokemon has the lowest base defense of all fully evolved Pokemon?
Okay. So Jinx comes to mind, but there's probably something slightly lower.
Do single stage Pokemon count as fully evolved?
Sure, it doesn't matter.
Because like I remember Deoxys attack had like ridiculously 20. Low defense.
I can tell. I will tell you for free that does not matter.
Okay.
All right. So it's lower than Deoxys attack.
Yes.
So it's not Jinx.
Wow. Something that is as frail as tissue paper.
I want to know if it's. I don't want to give too many hints for free.
Okay, yeah.
No, that's fair.
Fair enough.
I wouldn't say frail as tissue paper. I would not say that.
it's got some HP or oh, it's Blissey or Chan.
Oh gosh, you're right. It has to be Blissey. It has probably like 15.
I think it might be 5 or 10.
I think Chansey has 5 and Blissey has 10, or
I think so.
Chansey has 10 and Blissey has 15, something like that. You're absolutely right. It has to be
it's like,
Blissey.
Oh, it's Blissey.
Blissey is correct. it has a base stat of 10 for its defense. However, it's got a base stat of 255 for HP. So that makes its life a little bit easier. Chansey is tied with Happiny for the lowest with 5.
Wow.
Nothing is as bad as them. Nothing else.
I love that Chansey was already so bad that when they made the baby version, they couldn't go any lower.
They couldn't because it's already 5. They never go lower than 5.
Though Eviolite then existed. And
yes.
Technically, there is a stat lower than 5.
Is there? Other than Sheninja's HP. Yes. But that's weird. Yeah. Because there's actually a thing in the game, if you try to get it to calculate the HP stat based on its actual base stat, it gives it HP. So yeah. it's weird. It's weird.
It's like it has its own little line of code to make it always
yes.
be one.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
That's why you can't add EVs to it and whatnot.
Mm-hmm. Mm-mm.
All right. Well, that gives you guys 7 today. You got a perfect run. So that does change up the standings of our trivia score here. So I'm going to add 7 to both of your scores right now. And we're going to see where that puts everybody. That does significantly change up the standings. More people are in the running than there were before.
Nice.
Currently in first place, we have Linian with 22, followed up by Sigma with 20. Whimsicott, you are in third with 19. Sublime's in fourth with 18. Seth Vilo is in fifth with 14. Dr. Shamu in sixth with 10. In seventh, we have Snag with 9. In eighth, we have Scrawn with 8. In ninth, we have Basket with 4. And in tenth, we have Jashir with 3. You guys are pretty spread out, though. It's really nice. A lot of people are just like a show or two away from like being competitive. So, yeah, we're almost there. Almost there, guys. Probably another 2 shows for somebody, and they'll get it. Then we'll reset the ladder. We hope you like that. If you want to keep up with Puckle throughout the week, you can go over to the main feed at Puckle Podcast. Or you could, of course, just check us out on Discord. Link is in the show notes. You can always support the show in a number of ways by checking out our YouTube channel for more content. You can also check out our Twitch at twitch.tv/thepucklepodcast, and our YouTube is youtube.com/pucklepodcast. You can, of course, help support the show in a variety of different ways. The first being checking out our Tee Public store or purchasing something. You could also go ahead and you can go subscribe to us on Twitch with a Twitch Prime membership, or you can go buy some Vite Ramen using code Puckle at checkout for a 10% discount. Or more importantly, you can go to our Patreon at patreon.com/pucklepodcast. But we hope you liked it, and we will catch you guys on the flip flop.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter.
Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.